We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Marks and Reese show. It's a Tuesday, a two for Tuesday, Ike Reese. John Marks and Ike Reese, what up?
Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks.
I felt like Joe DeCamera already had two or three or four driving in. As this talk about Nick Foles coming back to play on the same team as Carson Wentz continues in fantasy land among a few people, including Elliot Shore Parks yesterday on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Elliot, our Eagles reporter, tweets the following. Still wild to me the Eagles have a quarterback that beat Tom Brady in a shootout in the Super Bowl, is 20-6 since his rookie year with the Eagles, is respected by the entire locker room, and everyone is like, nah, he has to go. That's Elliot yesterday. Today, for I don't know how many times that I'm hearing this with the camera.
Yeah.
You heard it driving in, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had two or three on the way in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe. Like,
Joe Deagle.
Yeah, you keep him. Keep him. I don't care. Keep him. He's insurance. Keep him. Figure it out. Franchise him. Do whatever.
Yeah.
They go, at what point are we going to start being realistic about this? Right?
What? No, I hear you. I'm more or less like, I don't see how people don't understand that this team is better served with Nick Foles moving on somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not even just from a financial standpoint, which is obviously important to the Eagles, from a cap strategy standpoint, how you're going to build the team moving forward standpoint.
See, the financial stuff makes it makes the argument ridiculous that you would keep him. The other stuff, let's just say that he was going to come back at a $5 million rate or a $7 million rate.
I still wouldn't want him back.
Even then, he's got to go.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%. And continuing to talk about this, if you're Elliot or you're Joe, all you're doing is fueling the Folesers out there that really think that this is something that should happen. Mm-hmm. And listen, I've known Joe a long time, and I like him. Man, I've been working with him for over a decade here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe that he continues to have this either. And actually, here he comes right now.
Whoa.
Either he continues
Angry
to
Joe.
Have a take that I, Joe. The Eagles can't keep Nick Foles, even if he was costing $5 million.
This decade of working with Mark's like, worst decade of my life.
Over a decade. We're approaching 15, man.
Listen, let me tell you something. I get enough criticism on my own show. I don't need to hear it from you two knuckleheads.
Yeah. I had to pray for Richie out there. I'm like, dude, I don't know how you do it, man.
But here's the thing. When I drive in, I'm listening to you guys.
I appreciate that.
And it's always a good show. It's always entertaining.
Oh, yeah, always entertaining.
Except when I'm trying to text James when I'm driving because you're coming up with this nonsense again with Nick Foles. You can't keep him. Forget about the financials and whatever. You can't keep him.
Well, they can keep him, first off. They actually can keep him. So it is a choice. And it's a multifaceted choice. It's to opt in, which it sounds like they're going to do or already have done. It's to then, if he opts out, to franchise him, which I believe they should. And to me, the franchise is for the dual purpose of either trading him for great value, which to me, I would have to get a first-round pick for Foles, or I very happily keep him. And he's my backup quarterback, and he's my insurance.
What is wrong with you?
He's my insurance.
First-round pick.
Yeah.
First-round pick.
First-round pick.
You couldn't get a first-round pick for him when he won the Super Bowl.
They got a 1-4 for Bradford. That guy's garbage.
Yeah, you won't get any argument out of me from that standpoint. But I'm just saying, it's not what we think of Nick Foles. It's what the NFL world thinks of Nick Foles and what they're willing to give up to get him.
Well, you're right about that.
There's no way the Eagles think they're getting a first-round draft pick for the Eagles.
You say outside of a first-round pick, he comes back.
I'm saying outside of a first-round pick, I would have him back. I don't think the Eagles will.
Okay.
I think the Eagles will, you know, kind of play nice with him. I think they won't be willing to take the risk of keeping him if they don't want him on the franchise tender. And I understand. I mean, I understand the implications of having a lesser team in 2019, if you have Foles at a $25 million franchise number. Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm not an idiot. I get it. It means you're more likely to lose Brandon Graham and not resign other players and not bring in other players. I get that. To me, the trade-off is this. I buy myself 365 days to make a more informed decision next year at this time of whether Carson Wentz is, in fact, the right guy moving forward to be the leader of this franchise at the most important position in sports for the next decade. And I just don't see why everyone's in a rush to give Carson that money when things got kind of shaky there. And by the way, I'd consider giving Carson the money if Foles isn't here. But to me, the wiser course of action, keep Foles, have two quarterbacks, have Carson start, and if Carson either physically doesn't hold up from an injury standpoint or is not as productive, both of which could happen, both of which hopefully won't happen, then I've got the insurance of Nick Foles, who's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I respect you and love you, brother, as a coworker, but this is just nonsense. I mean, listen, get out of your feelings about Nicky Six. We love him. You can buy him dinner anytime he's back in town. Better yet, with the amount of money he's going to make this offseason, he can buy you dinner.
Yes!
Whenever he's back in town. I'm sure he'll bow around for everyone. If he's ever out, you probably have to go to Bible study with him somewhere, so you ain't going to get him outside of the bar anywhere. But my point is that forget about the fact that it hinders the Eagles' chances of improving the roster and giving them a better chance at winning next year. Just focus on the fabric of the team and how this impacts that. To me, that's even more important. We sit here and talk about Carson Wentz. Dude just poured his heart out about what he went through over the last year. And all he did was he did his best to not throw Nick Foles into this fray. He did his best not to say, my backup quarterback won the Super Bowl with my team, and that bothered me. He can't say that. I'm saying it for him. Because for any competitor, that's how they would feel. And when you're a starting quarterback, it's only 32 of these jobs in the world. And when you were at a point where he was before he got injured, his world was flipped upside down. Hooray for us as Eagles fans. Nick Foles came in, finished the job, and won the Super Bowl. But in Carson's mind, he ain't feeling the same way everybody else is feeling about the situation.
All right, let me ask you a question.
So hold on real quick.
Yeah.
So you can't bring Nick Foles back here because that makes the guy uncomfortable. It just does. Now, you can say, boo-hoo, Carson, so what, you're uncomfortable. Here's what I say. Why are you creating a toxic environment, an unhealthy environment, for your supposed franchise quarterback when you don't need to?
The Santa Laquita article should have showed you exactly what keeping Nick around does.
Exactly. Why would you do that?
No, I'll answer that question. Okay. I'll answer. That's a good question. Because, look, I believe in Carson Wentz, but I don't believe in him as much as obviously a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Because I want Carson to prove it for a year. And that's what I'm simply asking Carson. Carson, here's the ball, man. You're the starting quarterback. Go prove it. Now, I know your point, Ike. You're saying, you know, look, my retort to you would be, is Carson, is he mentally weak? Is he weak?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he is.
I don't know if he is or isn't, but it's kind of what you're saying.
Is Tom Brady mentally weak?
Hey, let me tell you something. Tom Brady.
Simple question. Okay. Is he mentally weak?
I don't think so.
That's a no, right?
Yeah, that's a no.
That's a no.
Yeah, but he got Garoppolo out of there.
Okay, that was insecurity, right?
That's insecurity.
Yeah, so they all have that feeling. Every one of those guys, McNabb, mad when they grabbed the Kevin Cobb.
Yep.
They all feel the same way. It's the only position in this league where they feel that way. Yes, they are prima donnas. They're coddled. They're quarterbacks. Call them whatever you want to call them.
But
they all feel that way. And if their job is threatened, you don't have a winning situation.
And that's
you got to get behind your guy.
That's fine. And, of course, the Montana Young thing comes into mind and all this. But, but I'd say this.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, after last year, whatever the hell age he was, 40 or something, I would bet more on his next 3 to 5 years than Carson's next 3 to 5 years starting this year.
That's fine. That's a different argument. My point is...
But it ties in. My argument is insurance.
Yeah.
Insurance is my argument.
Your insurance is Nate Sudfeld.
No. But my insurance can be Nick Foles.
Why?
Because he's better than Nate Sudfeld.
Okay. Well, why? He's not $25 million better than Nate Sudfeld.
Well, that's unfortunately the price of doing business when a guy's about to be a free agent is my only way of retaining him. Look, I don't love it. Like, I don't, John, I don't love it.
I just don't know what Nick guarantees you. Carson got injured. Nick played.
He buys me time.
Hold on.
He buys me time.
So what?
To make a decision next year at this time, is Carson the guy I'm really going with? Buys me time.
Well, I got a text from my friend Larry, and he says, well, yo, yesterday you were saying that, and I've said this for a few days now, I feel like the Eagles in 2019 are a Super Bowl contender in the NFC. NFC's not very good. The NFL's not very good. Howie makes a couple deals in the offseason, some good draft picks.
Yeah.
They could be right back there. And his point is, you keep Nick. If you think you can win a Super Bowl in 2019, keep Nick as insurance, because we've seen what happened the last 2 years.
I've always believed that.
No,
I disagree. I want to go to that for that purpose for $25 million, but I do it part of it's that, but most of it is just I get to make a more informed decision.
Well, Nick Foles just showed you that it's not a guarantee if he plays, he's winning the Super Bowl.
Of course, you're right.
So then, I mean, having him here for $25 million and Carson gets injured, what if they don't get in the playoffs? What if they don't get in the playoffs next year? Because what you're leaving out is the $25 million that it's going to eat up.
Yeah, that hurts.
In your cap space.
Hurts.
But you wanting to keep him here, eat up the cap space, don't improve the team in areas that you can, and still put an expectation on Carson Wentz to go win a Super Bowl. Why are you making it more difficult for him? You don't want to leave money for him to add players to the roster. You want to keep his backup on here on the team to make it harder for him. Like, why are you making it more difficult for Carson Wentz to succeed?
Well,
that doesn't make sense to me.
Listen, it does make it more difficult. It's a fair point. Here's what by the way, he talks very loud, John.
I've been arguing with him about it. He's turned me into a Wentz hater.
I like it. But here's what I'd say. I'm not telling Carson you got to win the Super Bowl next year. One of the things I'm saying is, can you finish the season, please?
Okay, say he finishes the season.
Yeah, say he doesn't.
I'm just saying, say he does.
Yeah, well, say he doesn't.
But he has.
But he has once, and he hasn't twice.
Yeah, but then what do you
do? I still get the point that you're trying to make.
The point is, he is an injury-prone player that took a major step backwards this current season to just end it. And I'm simply saying, 365 days from now, I get to make a more informed decision of which guy I want to go with.
No, and I'm asking you, what if he plays all 16 games?
If he plays all 16 games and plays it really well.
Now he has to play really well, so it's not just playing all 16 games.
Well, I mean, I'm not just asking him to be Andy Dalton. I want the guy to be good.
Okay, so then you're right. It's not just 16 games.
No, it's not. Of course, it's not just 16 games. Okay. I'm saying that's a starting point for hopefully he can reestablish health and success on the field. I agree with you, lesser team around him. If Nick's here making a big chunk of the money, and bottom line is I get to make an informed decision, and my hope is that Carson Wentz demonstrates health and productivity so that it's a very easy decision next year at this time. Carson's my quarterback, and I'm done.
Hypothetical, Joe Camera.
What?
Carson plays 9 games. And he plays well in those 9 games, but let's say he plays 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He plays well in those 10 games.
Yep.
All right? But he doesn't finish the season because he goes down with an injury.
Right.
Again.
I mean,
so what are you doing?
Well, I mean, is it an injury that goes into the next year or not?
No. And you know what, Joe? You see how many variables have to come into place to convince you? That's why you remove Nick Foles and just let the guy play.
Yes.
Just let him play.
Because you're not moving on from him.
Exactly.
Unless he plays one game and he breaks his leg like Alex Smith and you're worried about the rest of his career, he's already earned his next contract. He's coming back.
I'm tired of you and the rest of your clan out
there. I'm tired of both you guys.
You know, beating up on Carson Wentz. Let me talk about keeping Nick Foles. I love Nick Foles, but it's time to move on from Nick.
My work here is done. And it was done 13 minutes ago. So I'm out of here. Have a good day, folks.
All right, the Deekster, Joe DeCamera. And that's going to be our Marks and Reese Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Love is in the air, Ike.
Wow. I appreciate John Ritchie that much more.
Is that why when he leaves here every day, it looks like that he's just
drained, man.
Went through 15 rounds. He does. Wow her this Valentine's Day with a gift from Marks Jewelers. Tell him John Marks sent you online at marks-jewelers.com. Our Twitter question: the people that want to keep Foles and Wentz together are ridiculous or have a point? 33% right now say have a point. But what do you think out there, ridiculous or have a point? 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. We're back with you right after this. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.